I know what I saw, but, you know, we all see it from a different vantage point. But I can tell you the first thing, I'm playing third. I'm standing there waiting on, you know, the pitcher to pitch to the batter, paying attention, and all of a sudden I hear a gunshot, which I immediately go, that is a gunshot, and a heavy caliber rifle. I mean, you can tell if you've heard gunfire before. And I look to my right, and the guy is about 20 feet away with a serum in his face, and this is one of those things is that the rifle at this point, I think he's getting through the gate so he can get a better still fire, and he's pointed directly at me. And I'm telling you, my military training just kind of kicked in. You know, it was a near ambush. You don't get down, you get the heck out of the kill zone. And I started running, zigzagging left, right. He shot the second shot. I was between the pitcher's mound and the shortstop. When I got to between the pitcher's mound and second base, or where the second baseman plays, not the actual second base, but where the second baseman plays, he fires the third shot. And I saw 20 feet away, I see in the corner of my peripheral vision, I see the whip go down. And, you know, I know it's the whip, I can tell. And I continue to zigzag until I got, they were saying, go in the dugout. And I was like, I'm not going in there. I'm not being shot like a fish in a barrel. I'm getting behind cover. So I went to the backside, through the gate, to the backside of the dugout, the only exit. Fire continued during that time. And then he readjusted fire. I don't know who he shot at, but I can tell you this. The first shot, I didn't see where he was shooting, but it was extremely close, and when I immediately looked, the rifle was pointed at me. The second shot, I was running, and I expected to feel the weight between my shoulder blades, but I didn't. And the third shot, I saw the whip go down. So I feel like, based on the trajectory and those things, I think the first three shots were at me, not because I was Trent Kelly, but because I was the nearest target to him. And then he shifted his fire to other folks, and I continued, and finally wound up by the security detail's vehicle. I am by the SUV where the Scalise and security detail, Agent Griner and Agent Bailey are there. That is where one of the wounded is, Mr. Micah, and he's there, and I'm there, and then someone gets there who's better able to attend them than I. And I let them take over. I move probably 10 feet to the back. Agent Griner at this point is immobilized, has a gunshot to the ankle area, lower leg area. I move to a oak tree, which is about 5 to 6 feet in diameter, because I know that'll stop a bullet unless it's some type of special armor piercing. And at that point, Agent Bailey is engaging this guy with a handgun, and this guy's got a rifle, you know, and Agent Bailey is heroically going from cover to engage, and so the guy's having to focus on Bailey rather than to be able to engage us helpless people who don't have a gun. And I'm sitting there about 20 yards from Bailey during the entire change, and he is just heroic. At one point, actually, I see him look down at his leg, reach down and touch it. I'm quite sure that a bullet grazed his leg. I see him reach down and touch it and re-engage. Man, he's back up and re-engage. And that guy is a warrior of the first degree. But for his heroics and Agent Griner's heroics, many of us would have not been able to have escaped that. And at some point, the Alexandria police start showing up, and at that point I retreated to a concession stand that was about 40 or 50 yards behind that and continued to watch from a block building concession stand until he was subdued. And then I called my folks and said, man, I love y'all. I just wanted y'all to know I'm okay.